This is episode 2176 of your daily guided meditation. If you celebrate Christmas, today's meditation is a special Christmas Eve meditation customized especially for you tonight. If you don't celebrate Christmas, this is a meditation for you as well, because this is a meditation to celebrate peace on earth. And that is something we could all use a little more of as we get ready to end the year 2020. It's been a year of a global pandemic. It's been a year of a lot of disruption politically, economically, and socially. So here we are, getting ready to meditate. One of the best things you could do for yourself, and I honor you for that. In today's meditation, I want you to know that I realize that many of you are going to be isolated from your family members. I've heard from many of you. In particular, I heard from someone who is Canadian, who is in Paris, and he's not able to celebrate with his family, his large extended family in Canada, and he's feeling kind of down. I've also heard from people in South America and South Africa and all over the U.S. telling me that they're not able to be with their loved ones because of the pandemic, and they're feeling more depressed. So I want to encourage you today and tomorrow, Christmas Day, to do a little prep work where you might do a personal retreat for yourself, where you wake up in the morning and you meditate for even 5 to 15 minutes. You light a candle and you welcome in the day and usher in all your gratitude and best wishes for loved ones. And then you journal. You write about what you're grateful for and peace in your life. And then you go on a nature walk, or even sit outside and just connect to the outdoor environment, even if it's cold. Bundle up. If it's hot, if you're in the southern hemisphere, then put on less layers. Connect with your outdoor surroundings. And then eat lightly, not so much, because this is a day for self-reflection. And when you're celebrating more or less on your own, or maybe even with just one other person, when you allow your digestive system to rest, you're not having to use that energy to process food. You are able to use this energy for mental clarity. There's a lot of research that shows that fasting can bring you a lot of mental clarity. So you might just snack lightly through the day, or have one meal that you really enjoy, and then just eat lightly for the rest of your meals. Drink lots of liquids, lots of water and herbal teas, and then journal a little more. You might select something that you focus on for the day, such as a book of poetry or some book that inspires you, or maybe even some craft, or if you're a painter, you're painting, or if you sing or are musical, you could play an instrument or sing. You might sketch. You might write a letter to someone. You may place photos of loved ones around you. And instead of feeling sad and alone that you're not with them, be grateful that you are with them in spirit, sending out your best energy. And you're taking this time as a special retreat to be able to support them spiritually by sending out your best energy and your best wishes to them. Then you might go again on a walk or sit outside and journal. Maybe do some yoga. And then maybe at the beginning of your day, or maybe even towards the end of your day, after your self-reflective retreat, you could call the people who mean the most to you and wish them well. Then think of something special to do for the evening. Maybe have your lights low and use candlelight or a fire. And again, journal and stretch your body. Do some yoga postures and reflect as you meditate and end your day. You might even take a candlelight bath or another walk, maybe an evening walk under the stars. This might become a ritual you do every holiday season. I know many people who elect to do a self-reflective ritual during the holidays rather than getting together for festivities and celebrations. Celebrating inwardly can be one of the most powerful things you do. And it is something that isn't lonely or isolating. It's actually incredibly empowering, usually much more empowering than getting together with loved ones. You could even do this every other year, where one year you do a self-reflective retreat, and then the next year you get together with loved ones. This really can become a unique way to start a new tradition. So I honor you if you're doing this for yourself. I also am excited to share with you a Peace on Earth meditation. So settle yourself down now and let's meditate for Christmas Eve, or for anyone, regardless of the traditions you celebrate. This is a peace meditation. As you sit up straight and close your eyes, gently elevate them upward to the point between your eyebrows, your spiritual eye, your seat of peace. Relax your face and soften your jaw. Relax your throat and relax your neck. Relax your shoulders. And relax your chest. Relax your arms and your hands. You may place them downward on your lap to feel grounded, or place them with your palms upward to feel open and receptive. Relax your stomach, allowing it to soften. Relax your hips and feel grounded to where you're seated right now. Relax your thighs and soften your knees. Relax your calves. And relax your feet. Beautiful. Scan your body and notice where you hold additional tension or tightness. Take a nice deep inhale through your nose and visualize encircling that area of tension or tightness with your breath. As you do so, see if you can create space where you feel this tension, loosening it up. As you exhale, release tension. Inhale and exhale through your nose. As you begin to notice your body relax, you'll notice your breath becomes softer and slower. Your thoughts become calmer. Visualize a star right at the point between your eyebrows. This is your spiritual eye. Feel this star shining brightly, emanating all around you. Feel it illuminating your space. Your eyes are gently uplifted, your spine is straight. Feel as though the light from your star represents your inner light. This inner light shines beyond you, beyond your space, outward, all around you, stretching out beyond where you live, beyond your neighborhood. It stretches beyond your city, your country, to the world at large. Within this light, you send out 3 wishes. Maybe you send out peace, love, gratitude. You choose 3 wishes to send outward to the world around you through your inner light. Send out the first wish now. Your gaze is gently uplifted to the point between your eyebrows, your inner light. Beautiful. Now, consider your second gift of your inner light and send it out now. Now, send out your third gift of inner light. Visualize your 3 gifts of inner light stretch out around the world, touching loved ones and those you've never even met, strangers on the same path you're on. Continue to sit and reflect on your inner light. You are so worth slowing down for.